House Bill 7069 offers funding to attract privately run charter schools to areas where traditional public schools are struggling. It requires school districts to share local property tax revenue with charters. It sends more federal Title I funding directly to the non-traditional schools, and it allows charter operators to form their own districts absent oversight from elected school boards. These are some of the reasons why 20% of Florida's counties signed on to a 25-page lawsuit challenging the new measure. Broward is the only South Florida district that's participating, but other plaintiffs represent major metropolitan areas too, Orlando, Jacksonville, and St. Petersburg among them. The new lawsuit is separate from one Palm Beach County already filed on its own. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.